everybody. All right, here we go. Big announcement. Have to make a big announcement at this time. Now, here's the announcement. I want you to listen to it. By God, excuse me, ladies. Gee whiz. How much time you want in this program anyway? Okay, here's what we're going to do this afternoon. What we're going to do this afternoon is begin the development of a beautiful love affair between me and you. You know, I was listening to this radio station on the way in this morning. I heard Catfish Patty, and then I listened to George W. This is George W. Lindsay. Boy, very impressive voices on this radio station. Well, I'm just about ready to break that trend. That's right. Well, you know, the voice isn't too pretty, but if you listen to it very closely, there is something very delicate. There's a purity about this voice. Are you listening to it? I hope you'll continue to listen to it. Look, we got some business to take care of here, and then I'll be right back with you, okay?
It pays to discover the card that pays you back.
Well, everybody on the radio station has made it very clear to you that I was going to be here this afternoon. Certainly a pleasure to be in Lexington because it's a beautiful city. I've always liked it. I've always said nice things about Lexington, and naturally, like everybody else in the state of Kentucky, I'm a UK fan. You bet you, boy. And what have I been doing the past few years? So many things. Honestly and truly, I can't enumerate them all this afternoon. It's going to take some time, so give me a couple of weeks to get into all of those things. So, you know, I was punt return artist for the Kansas City team for a time there, you know, and I busted up my kneecaps, had some plastic ones implanted. I'm back on my feet again, and for a time there, I was also what they call them, a process server. Yeah, I also did that for a living for a time. Couldn't find any work in the radio business. They call me Bulldog Summons. Maybe you heard about me. Developed quite a reputation. Let's see, what else have I done? What am I doing here? Well, you know, Jack, Patty, and I are old friends. We go back a great many years. He comes to Louisville, and there I am taking a little nap under the viaduct there on 2nd Street in downtown Louisville. And he sweeps aside all the old empty beer cans and all the old empty wine bottles. Just starts nudging me. Bill, come on now. It's time for you to get back to work. I said, I don't want to go back to work. So right away, he pulls out this giant syringe, you see. Gives me a shot. Excuse me for just a second here. Get on your feet. Gloria Estefan. It's getting a little warm in here. I think I better take this jacket off. But this is turning out to be the most gorgeous day obtainable. I don't know what the temperature is. I'll check on that for you. Hey, don't trouble yourself. I'll do that for you. That's part of my responsibility here. 16 minutes after 2, the time at WVLK. 59 WVLK. Boy, what a fine radio station. This is terrific. This is a great operation. And I'm glad, so glad they put me in charge around here. Now, there aren't going to be any immediate changes, I can promise you that. Oh, Catfish is doing a fine job there in the morning.
Yeah. You're real nice, honey. Real nice.
You don't sing me love songs, honey.
Boy, is that a fabulous song, or what is that? Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. 20 minutes after 2 is our time at 59 WVLK. The temperature is 53. I thought it was a lot higher than that. Look at the perspiration. I got to get rid of this stuff. It'll stain your skin, so I understand. It's not good for you either. 53 is our present temperature, but it feels a lot warmer in here. Maybe it's because I'm... You know, this is a stressful situation that I'm in at the present time. But I shall overcome, I can promise you that. It's going to be such a pleasure working with such nice people here at the station and all you nice people out there in the Lexington area. Yeah, I've always said nice things about Lexington. Some of the people in Louisville didn't care too much about the things I said about Lexington because they always said that Lexington is the city on the grow in the state of Kentucky. I still say that. It's a beautiful city. Beautiful. I love it here already. As a matter of fact, I was on the telephone just before I walked in here. I called the mayor's office. I said, "Mayor, this is the Duke." He says, "Bill, it's a pleasure to have you here." I said, "I'm calling just to let you know I'll be available for consultations in the future. And I want you to know I love your community so much, I've already made a down payment with a real estate firm." He said, "That's terrific, Bill. Anyway, I'm getting together with the mayor first thing tomorrow. We're going to be talking about some of the things that I'm going to be doing for the city while I'm here. And I think you'll find them of interest because you'll be participating also. We'll get together and work these things out over maybe lunch sometime in the near future." Joined a health and fitness club here, you know. People are serious about health care. Smoking? Catch you smoking, your butt better be on fire. What's with that temperature? It's 52 degrees now, 25 minutes after 2 at WVLK.
It's one hot deal from Amana.
Proceeds benefit Community Kitchen, Women's Center, Child Abuse Center, and Habitat for Humanity. Presented by ALA 136 WTVQ and 59 WVLK.
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good already. Real good. Thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown, but I guess that's not going to happen.
My happiness. Hello, loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love, bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, bye. Bye-bye, my love, bye.
It's 2:30. Next on 59 WVLK, Dave Riggins with news headlines.
Coming up at 2:55, UK Athletics Director C.M. Newton is undergoing tests at a Lexington hospital after being admitted for an irregular heartbeat. The head of the State Senate Appropriations and Revenue Committee says Kentucky needs to revise its tax system. And local lending institutions are helping low and moderate income home buyers. These stories and more at 2:55 on News Radio 59 WVLK.
For a gunslinger, there ain't no second place.
Paid for by Ellinger for Council at Large, Dr. Lyman Ginger Treasure.
What a great song. That one takes a lot of listening. I still love it. I still love it as much as I did the first time I heard it. Of course, I like everything that Chicago has ever done. Baby, what a big surprise. It's 25 before 3 at 59 WVLK. Bill Bailey on the job on a, what is this, a Wednesday? Boy, oh boy, come on, get yourself together there, Bill. Oh, well, you know, this is an exciting time for me back on the air again after such a long, long time. You know, I wrote a couple of books while I was doing nothing, just laying around the house there. Well, I spent a lot of time on the pool shed. That's pool shed. Well, it used to be a tool shed, but I transformed it into a pool shed. I'd shoot a little pool out there, you know, and win a dollar or two every now and then. Nothing illegal about that, is there? On my own property. Anyway, I've written a couple of books, and one book has been delivered to my friends. I am as pleased as can be to inform you the book that I wrote, one of the books anyway, during the time I was unemployed, doing nothing, just lazying around, getting in the wife's way, has been delivered to and accepted by a publisher. and I feel quite certain that I'll receive the accolades of the literata, and the book will be critically acclaimed. I'm sure you're going to buy a copy of it. It'll be available in grocery stores where you buy all that other trashy stuff. 24 minutes before, you know, the publications that people are ashamed to buy, but buy, and still they buy them. 24 minutes before 3, the time at WVLK, I got to get used to the call letters. And 59 AM 59 WVLK. Let me say that again. AM 59 WVLK. Let's get a nice ring to it. I like that a lot. Marvin Gaye. Oh, the title of that book is Skin and Bones. Or subtitled, I Wasted Away to Nothing Watching the Raquel Welch Shape Up Video.
Ooh, I bet you wondered how I knew of your things to make me blue. But I can't help being confused.
Can't believe those pictures. I don't believe those pictures they took of me. They actually published those pictures in a paper. God almighty, how can a guy look so old who's only 37 years old? I'm 37 years old. How can anybody look that old who's only 37? God in heaven, give me a break, Lord. Give me a break. What did I do? I think I'm paying penance for sins from a former life or something. God, I know I got to get some hair. I've got to have some hair, and that's all there is to it. And the lines in my face, my God, it looks like I slept in my puss. Oh, help me, Lord, help me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I heard it through the grapevine. Ooh, heard it through the grapevine.
Hey, come on now. Let's get down. Yeah.
I was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
Lord, mercy, I'm working up a perspiration here. Just zigging and a zagging and jumping and diving and carrying on something awful. Lord, mercy, I'm so ashamed of myself.
It's 15 before 3. I don't know if you know it or not. Maybe you read about it. It appeared in a paper about 4 years ago. I tried to come back in the game of pugilism. And I used to be a fighter when I was a kid. Pretty tough, too. They used to call me the Wisp. I was so fast, honestly and truly. These hands right here, both of them contained dynamite. Anyway, I tried to come back. I shouldn't have. They put me in the ring with this guy, beat me up so bad after the second round, I told the referee, hey, I think there's a killer loose in this ring. You better call the police. And then after the third round, I'm sitting there and I'm so beat up and so bruised and I'm in terrible shape. I was near death. I knew that this guy was trying to do me in for sure. So the referee comes over and he says to me, hey, you want me to stop the fight? I said, no. He said, are you going to quit crying? I said, no. So anyway, I went out for the fourth round, and that's when I knew the guy did me in for sure. He murdered me, and I came out reincarnated in the fifth round, but that was the end of it. Boy, what a trial it was. I'll tell you, the game of boxing is not for anybody who is over the age of 30, I can tell you that. Oh, I've had a lot of experiences the past few years. You know, I owned a restaurant, and I owned a lounge. And the lounge did a lot of business, thanks to me. Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself. You know, when I closed up after business every day, I was afraid all of that beer I left in a box and all of that hooch I left on the counter there was going to spoil, so I tried to drink it all before I left and went on home. And I gave all that stuff up, though, yeah. Yeah. Back on the glory trail once again. You betcha, boy. Everything's working out just wonderfully. I got this splendid position here at 59 WVLK, having a marvelous time working with some of the most beautiful people in the world. Golly, man. Who'd have thought it? What a wonderful experience. Thank you, Lord. I must have done something right.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Is my trouble, that's what you do?
Well, that guy's been around for a long time. He's got to be more than 37. That's Van Morrison. It's now 3:08 at WVLK. Good afternoon to all of you. Bill Bailey on the job and having a wonderful time. As soon as I get accustomed to all of this equipment, this is all new to me. I'm sure that you and I are going to get right down to having a real nice love affair. We'll get along just fine, I promise.
This is B. Arthur asking you to picture something.
Bill, it's for you. For whom the bell tolls. I said, oh, Lord, mercy. What does this mean? He says, good tidings, Bill Bailey. Good tidings. So anyway, here I am. 3:16 is our time at WVLK. Hey, I was just visited by the president of the firm. What a nice guy. Comes in here and he says, Bill, I've been listening to you and already I've made a decision. Would you consider a vice presidency in this organization? I said, oh, please, please now. Don't make such a quick decision, an important decision like that, so quickly now. Yeah, I think we're going to get along famously, that guy and I. Yeah, we'll get along just fine. Been here less than 2 hours and already I'm a vice president. You can't beat it.
When I said I needed you,
it's going somewhere, it's like...
you said you would always stay.
Boy, oh boy, what a powerful song. You're a terrific doll, baby, and we love you so much here at WVLK. That was Dusty Springfield. 3:20, the time at 59 WVLK. I guess I should mention the names of the people that are going to be propping me up here every day. Of course, you've already heard from The Rock, Dave Riggers. They call him The Rock because this guy is tough. I mean, real tough. You don't monkey with The Rock. Anyway, Dave Riggins is on hand every afternoon. And then we have Tom Leach with sports and Debbie Moore with traffic. Oh, Debbie, I've already fallen in love since I've been here. What a sweetheart. Yeah, we got some real nice people to serve you. That's exactly what it's all about, serving and having a wonderful time. And let's see, what happens now later on in the afternoon? We have the other side of the story, or the rest of the story, with, what's his name again? What's the guy's name again? Real tall, ugly fellow. Hey, he and I are old buddies. Oh, for heaven's sake, give me a break. Wait, Paul Harvey. I work with Paul Harvey up in Chicago. I'll never forget the time I met him. I was really shocked. I stepped into the elevator. This was at Michigan and Wacker in the Stone Container Corporation building. We were on the 5th floor. Or was it the 4th? I think it was the 5th floor. And he worked on the 6th or either the 4th floor. That's where he did his recording of his program. Anyway, we stepped on the elevator at the same time, and I looks up at this guy, and I recognize the face, but I don't recognize the body. This guy's about 6'6". Yeah, he's a big dude. And boy, you talk about elegantly attired, a very distinguished-looking gentleman, and so nice, too. We got along famously, asking to buy me a beer, but he refused. He doesn't drink, apparently. 3:22 of the time at WVLK.
This message is for the 22,000 people in the 7th District that Joby Gastineau has responsibly represented.
Weekday mornings and afternoons depend on us. We're Lexington's only traffic station, 59 WVLK.
And the temperature dropped down to 51 degrees. What's going on here anyway? Well, there seems to be an overcast sky over there now. For a while there, we were getting some sunshine. I can't get over these pictures of me. They're the ones they published in the paper. I'm so embarrassed. I wish I'd worn a hairpiece or something. I can't get over how fast time catches up with you. Oh, my moment of greatness has sped by so swiftly. Once lauded and applauded, toasted by heads of state and courted by the world's most beautiful women. Darling of the polo set, master of all he surveyed, and look at me now, a grizzled up old coot. My hour in the sun is over, and I'm so darn glad I don't know what to say. Sing your song, Stephen Bishop. Walking on air. If you ingested what he ingests, you could do it too. Stephen Bishop, walking on air. Laying around doing nothing. Laying around doing nothing put weight on, you know. I quit using sugar in my coffee. Maybe it's that hot cup of lard I have before going to bed every evening that's putting the weight on me. No, it's that laying around doing nothing that's putting the weight on me. I know that. It certainly is a pleasure to be gainfully employed once again. Maybe I shouldn't speak so quickly. They didn't say anything about money.
You are here and warm, but I could look away and you'd be gone.
Coming up at 3:55, UK Athletics Director C.M. Newton is undergoing tests for an irregular heartbeat at a Lexington hospital. He may be released tomorrow. Two new scratch-off games are being offered today by the Kentucky Lottery, and State Senator Michael Maloney says it's time to change Kentucky's taxes. These stories and more at 3:55 on News Radio 59 WVLK.
What's the freshest new taste in food these days? Salsa.
Please vote Ann Ross for mayor.
This commercial furnished by Ann Ross.
Hey, that Jack Patty, is he a sweetheart? Oh, what is this Jack Patty anyway? He's a sweetheart, that's what he is. What a nice person. What a great talent he is, too. I heard that comment he made about me on that promotional announcement that's been on the air several times here at WVLK prior to my arrival about the legend continues. Legend? Not me. A legend can be found in either of two places, in a book or in the ground. And I don't care to be in either one of those two places. But, you know, I was telling you the truth when I said I rejoined the church. I'm a Baptist. I rejoined the church at a time that I had a job. It was a job, but not much of a job. It was a life-altering experience of what it was, and I lost it when I voiced my opinion of that job on the air. I said, I'm having a life-altering experience here. Working here has altered my life considerably. I'm learning how to live without such things as food, telephone, a change of clothes, and self-esteem. And the boss came in and said, hit the street, and here I am. I'm so glad he ran me off. But anyway, I rejoined the church while I was working for that dump, and a preacher told me I should start tithing because I was getting a salary. And I should start tithing, 10% of my pay. I asked him if that was before or after taxes, and he said after taxes, if you want it that way. Well, I told him after taxes, I don't have 10%. I have to make a house payment, I have to make a car payment, there's a gas, the electric bill, a telephone bill, I have to buy groceries, I have to buy gas for the car, the kids are in school. I always come up about $23 short each payday. Maybe the church can help me out with this, I says to him. And he says to me, maybe you'd like to consider becoming a Catholic. What a sense of humor this guy has. Brother Bill, we call him. Nice guy. I'm also a Catholic. I'm Pontiff of Kentucky, you know. Yeah, that's the truth. Believe me.
Far from the human race, out in the country.
figure to win the state lottery. That's all there is to it. I need the money. I gotta win it. I gotta have a hair implant. That picture. Would you look at that? Hey. Oh, what has happened to the flower of youth? It died and has already been buried by dust, I guess. Look at that. I can remember when I had a hairline all the way down to my eyebrows. And look at my eyebrows. What color are they now? The same color as my dome, flesh-colored. Oh, boy, I gotta do something about this. I didn't realize it looked so bad. I can do something about it. That's right, you bet you, boy. It's 3:40, 20 before 4 is our time at 59 WVLK. What a team we've got here. Terrific people. And we're going to have The Rock back in here reporting news again at 5 minutes before the hour. And then, of course, an ABC update of international news on the hour. And when do we start our traffic reports? This is the only station here in the area that has traffic reports. That's a fine service. You know that. Comes in here and says, Bill, I understand you broke into real estate. That's something. You burglarized one house and all of a sudden you're public enemy number one.
Paid for by the Isaac for Council Committee, Richard Bass, Treasurer.
This is Teresa Isaac.
Hellsburg Diamonds, Fayette Mall.
Hey, I want to show you. Where's my jacket? Oh, the pictures are in my jacket. I want to show you picture of my family. All of my daughters and my wife. My fat wife. Ooh, she's put on a lot of weight, that kid. I've been meaning to speak to her about that, but to tell you the truth, I don't mention it because I'm scared of her. There's no reason for me to be scared of her. Is that what you're thinking? You don't know my wife. Anyway, I've got some beautiful family members. I want to show you a picture of them. Anyway, I got a birthday coming up here before long. On the 18th day of December, I'll be 38 years old. 38 years old. And just about bald. And what hair I do have is turning gray. I don't know what's happening. I just seem to be falling apart or something. I'm going to have to do something about this. Lady Clairol, here I come. And after that, I think I'm going to think seriously about getting myself a hairpiece. I didn't realize how bad I looked until I saw those photos that they published in a newspaper here in town. I thought I had some friends over there at the Herald Leader. What a great newspaper. You know, I have been subscribing to that newspaper all the time I've been in Louisville. That's right. I've been buying it, I should say. Not subscribing to it. I've been buying it. It's a good newspaper. Anyway, I got a birthday coming up. Oh, I'm not mentioning this because I expect a gift or anything like that, but I know the kids are going to get me something. Last year, the wife told them, hey, get your daddy something that's going to make him smell good. So they did. They got me something that made me smell good. For 30 days, I walked around with a stick-up air freshener under each arm. This is Cutting Crew. Town, you bums. Hit it. Hey, look. I want to take a second here to apologize to all of you. I haven't even thought about the telephone. I haven't been answering the telephone. I really can't answer the telephone today. Will you forgive me for that? I'm sorry about it, but too much pressure in here today. My stomach is flip-flopping. I feel like I'm going to reverberate. But everything's going to be just fine. Give me a couple of days, and then we'll be ready to talk on the telephone and see if we can't strike up a nice relationship and get things rolling here on 59 WVLK.
If I had only one vote for council at large, I'd vote for Dr. Ellinger.
606-278-5545.
With news every hour, News Radio 59 WVLK 51 in Lexington, I'm Dave Riggins. Governor Wilkinson says he has confronted staff aide Floyd Poor about the report from Poor that his office telephone may have been wiretapped.
Looking for an increase in clouds and some cool temperatures, we'll check the complete forecast after ABC News on News Radio 59 WVLK Lexington. It's 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. President Bush has done his first radio network interview since being elected. He talked with ABC News political director Hal Bruno. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Doug Limerick.
From the 59 WVLK newsroom, I'm Dave Riggins. Governor Wilkinson says he doubts staff aide Floyd Poor really believes any wiretapping occurred in Poor's office. I'm Dave Riggins. News Radio 59 WVLK.
In here and says, I understand you're a veteran of the war, Bill. Yes, right. So I understand you were gassed in the war. I said, no, I've been gassed ever since the war. Oh, you misunderstood there. 9 minutes after 4:09 is our time at 59 WVLK, the only traffic station in town. Let's go over this weather forecast again. You want to? You don't want to, okay? Forget about the weather forecast.
Paid for by the Isaac for Council Committee, Richard Bass, Treasurer.
This is Teresa Isaac.
For tickets, call Rupp Arena Box Office.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, oh, this fellow in apology. I called him, what did they call him? George Lindsay. Robert W. Lindsay. Hey, I got the wrong name. Sorry about that. Now, there is a George Lindsay. There are two of them, as a matter of fact. One was here in town just a short time back. And I heard Jack Patty talking with him on WVLK 59 AM. Just about got this down pat now. But there's also one much uglier who works in the Louisville area. His name is George Lindsay. But the one we have here, and we're talking about one elegant gentleman here now. His name is Robert W. Lindsay. It's 12 minutes after 4. Okay, now we can take a look at our weather forecast. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, low in the mid-30s. Northeast winds about 5 to 10 miles per hour on Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Rain tomorrow? High in the mid-40s. I guess you know I'll be blamed for bringing them in. The showers, I mean. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, high in the mid-40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy, colder. Our low reading around 30. Friday, partly sunny and cold with a high reading of 40 to 45 degrees. It's going to be pretty, but it's also going to be kind of nippy all day on Friday. I still think it's going to be a very mild winter. And that's my official prediction, Willie Nelson.
Maybe I didn't love you. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Willie Nelson, you were always on my mind. 16 minutes after 4, we'll start delivering that traffic information to you in just a few minutes' time. Our temperature is 51 degrees. It dropped down. Let's see, we started out with 54 at 2 o'clock. It's down to 51. You know, we're in for some cool weather, but I still maintain it's going to be another very mild winter. It's the air trails up there, you know. Yeah, at least that's what I'm told. I'm sure that some of you people out there are fully aware that I am considered one of the greatest minds of all time, and certainly our time's greatest thinker. I think all the time, think about this, I think about that, I think about everything, all the time thinking. So anytime you have a question that you need an answer to, I want you to scribble it down on a piece of paper and send it to me here at 59 WVLK, and I promise you I'll answer your question on the air. I don't care what kind of question it is. Maybe you need advice. Maybe you want to know what's happened to some of the old cowboy stars. I can answer any question that you have, because I am the greatest thinker of our time. Just try to remember that, okay? I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking I better get into this song here by Simply Red. I've never heard this song before. And by the time it's over, I'll probably be thankful.